Hello, my love.
Hello, baby.
We're here.
We made it.
We made it back.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Couple Shift. We're so happy to be back. Yeah. How you doing, my love?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Before we started recording, you asked me. I told you I wanted to lay down. And then I was like, oh, put me on the couch. And then you decide you want to record, and I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, but I knew so, in that moment. No, I didn't. I said, oh, I would have been good to record today, something like that. And then you gave me a look, and I was like,
oh, and then you just
are you up for it? And as soon as I know you, as soon as you give me the green light.
Well, I'll say this.
And yesterday, what did you tell me yesterday? Because people think this is my idea, this whole podcast operation.
When I tell you yesterday.
When we were going on our family walk / roll.
Oh.
I want to record the podcast.
Yeah. I know, but it's like me saying I want to stand up. It's.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of a joke.
Let's let that settle in for a moment.
No, but what I mean is that I wish I had the energy and the strength to do it more often. And sometimes, a lot of times, I get, go down a dark, depressed path of like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get out of that. So I think it was a good time to ask me if I wanted to record right now.
Yeah.
So yes, you picked on something.
I could sense. You picked it up. Yep. I could sense it.
So I'm glad we're here. We've had a lot of things happen the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Since we last recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a quick rundown?
Let's see.
Hope.
Oh, hope, yes. Yeah. I love the keyword drop-in. we went to the Inheritance of Hope retreat called the Legacy Retreat, put on by this incredible organization called Inheritance of Hope. We're doing a bit of a fundraiser over on Instagram, and we're about to reach our $1,000 goal because we want to be able to give back to them so another family can also have the opportunity.
It's a very wonderful
And there's a
experience.
Lot of families on the wait list, so the more we can contribute, the better. It was an incredible experience for all three of us.
Yeah.
Like, we're still reveling in the beauty. I've written about it. We've shared videos and pictures, again, all on Instagram. So if you're curious, go check it out. And amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was in Orlando. We went to Universal Studios. Plus, they have this whole
support
team is incredible. The human beings that volunteer their time for this are all incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Restores your faith in humanity. And they put this incredible, like, I've said incredible like 5,000 times.
It's okay.
Really magnificent, maravilloso. Shout out to my mom.
It's all
maravilloso. Bunch of synonyms. This really magnificent program where they combine moments when you're talking to other, by the way, this retreat is designed for families where young families, where one of the parents is faced with a terminal illness or a life-threatening illness. So that's how they worded. And, you know, obviously we fall in that camp. I had applied a little over a year ago. And like I said, they have a long wait list, so they have to slot people when spots become available. The majority, really all of the other parents there were facing cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, were the majority.
Yeah, it was,
right?
No,
it pretty
it was
much
all
covered
cancer.
Everything. No, all cancer, but I'm saying it was mostly colon and
colon,
breast cancer.
Colon, breast, pancreatic, I think maybe.
Yeah, and then, and diagnoses that then obviously
stage
it's metastasized.
Four,
and it's, and there are people that have exhausted many of the ways that, you know, cancer can be cured nowadays or go into remission. And I mean, it's just a collection of humans going through really hard times.
Yes, I think that was a commonality, but I also felt still, even with that group, as the kind of like the odd man out in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Or unique.
It's not weird at all. You were the odd man out.
Yeah. Because the vast majority of them were still pretty much active.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, you couldn't even tell like there was anything, you know, anything mm-hmm. wrong. Maybe it was early enough or, I don't know. It's just a different animal.
Yeah. And that's something that they, a few of them mentioned too, how, oh, I don't look like I'm sick, but inside I'm, one of them said, inside I'm rotting. Because people have this perception of like, oh, what's wrong? And it's like, yeah, my insides are.
And one of the things I experienced and I talked about in the group was that I always had this preconceived notion of like, oh, cancer is cancer. Not being ignorant, like saying, oh, cancer is all the same, or it's just one of those things of like, it just gets more press. And so I mentioned that. And because even in that group, there was at least 3 people that didn't even know what ALS was.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a little frustrating. And so I voiced that, but everybody was super, super amazing in that group. And they were appreciative when I did speak. And it was, all in all, it was a wonderful experience for us.
Yeah.
You and me, and also for Skylar.
Yeah.
And so, really happy we went and really appreciate.
Yeah.
What, because this is, again, all you, boo, getting that out there. And so, you know, one of the things I also realized is, okay, I mean, not that I didn't realize this, but because I've known and I've told you this, how amazing you are, because some of the people there, you could tell it was probably very difficult, the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we fought, and yeah, we've had our things, but we're always felt like we're on the same team.
Yeah.
Always felt like we got each other's backs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in this world, that's not really the case for most people.
No.
So, you know.
Yeah, that was one of the big takeaways was how, well, I think for them, the perspective of seeing you and your situation was illuminating for them.
Yeah.
There were also 3 wives, part of this retreat, who had lost their husbands to ALS. One of them was volunteering with her son, Luke, who was supporting us and hanging out with Skylar. And that was just a whole big bundle of
Skylar
magic
loved
and
him
love.
And such
and
a great time.
That was to see Skylar hang out with Luke, who just a few years ago went through losing his dad and a little older than Skylar at the time. But it was really, really special. And a couple of the other wives and moms who had lost their husbands, who part of the retreat is also designed for people that have lost their person. And so they invite those families as well, and they have their own set of experiences, but we all hang out together in a lot of the moments. And so we had that connection with them, which was another whole powerful layer. But yeah, it was illuminating for me to see how there's so much push and pull and back and forth and all these like really tricky, tense dynamics in relationships, like that of course get exacerbated by going through this. But it just highlighted for me once again our deep love, our commitment to each other, our choice to face this in a different way. Yeah. And that's a word that one of my dear friends, Eileen, shout out because she always listens to these. Love you. We love you. And she said after listening to the last episode, she left me a voice message on WhatsApp and said, you know, was talking about how incredible she received you, what you were saying, which you've gotten a lot of really great comments from that episode. And that was, yeah. But she said, you know, the fact that he's choosing to go through this, and I say we're choosing to go through this in this way, is what really, like, that's a deliberate choice. Like, we, you know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Yeah. We actually want to make the most of it. Doesn't really seem, that's not what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I mean? It's like, we don't want to sink into the depths of despair in terms of our relationship.
Yeah. Sadness is already there, so.
Always there.
What are we going to do?
100%. Always there. It's sadness, the grief, the pain, yeah, the struggle for you, magnified for me as your wife. And but the rest, and so that's something else that I saw, and I celebrate us again for that.
Yeah.
You know? Because we are really deeply, madly in love with each other.
And there it is.
So.
The next thing.
We had a request from another incredible new friend, Megan. Shout out to Megan. Love you. Who listened to all of the episodes, literally the entire lifetime, the legacy of the Couple Shift, from back in August 2019. It's been a roller coaster.
No, it's crazy.
She started listening like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then messaged me on Saturday saying that she had completed all of them. By the way, they're blowing the leaves in our front of the house in case it's probably not picking it up too much. And if it is,
for me, it feels like they're blowing it into the microphone. But
life is lifing.
Yeah. No. She's, yeah, amazing person. Yeah. I can't believe she listened to all that.
And she wrote me, and I read it to Jules, the most amazing message. Yeah. And we saw her on Saturday at another event that happened, a car wash / ice bucket challenge event.
I wouldn't even say it was an ice bucket challenge.
Symbolic ice bucket moment. It was a moment.
Yeah, it was for the ALS
Association. To raise funds for the ALS Association.
And no, that
the dog. And cue life.
That definitely picked up on.
That was a moment.
All right.
Moving right along. So when we saw Megan, she asked both of us, because we've talked about our words of the year pretty much since we started the podcast.
Yes.
It's a concept I introduce you to that I do every year.
Yes.
And she was looking for it. She's waiting for it. So
go ahead.
In honor of Megan, my word of the year is fearless.
Oh, nice.
I even have it tattooed on my body. I have it on my left arm. I got this tattoo in October, not really knowing it was going to be my word of the year, but it was kind of meant to be. So that is my word. And your word is?
Succinct. Succinct.
Succinct.
Right? Yeah, and this goes back to the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to waste my time with that small talk bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I want conversations to be, and I think I don't want this misconception of, oh, I don't want to talk to you. It's no, I want communication between people to be fulfilling, not full of bluff and bullshit.
Bluff less and BS free.
And I get it, because it's awkward when.
Get over it.
No.
To the people.
I know it's awkward for people to talk to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I either feel like, for some people, they look at me with either, ay, pobrecito of you.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, or worse, look at this dog.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I mean, she was standing up like a pool. Or they talk to me like if I know this sounds not aggressive, but almost like I'm beneath them. Like, oh, how are you?
Like, patronizing, like baby yes, you, yeah, like a yes, like a little yeah. hurt. Or here's another yeah. one. They don't even talk to you and they talk to me.
Or they talk to you.
Have you ever, you felt that, right? Because I've certainly experienced sometimes. That. That might, it's like, I'm like, he's right here, dude.
And it might be because they feel like, oh, I don't want to stress him out.
Mm-hmm.
Which in some cases, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're going to tell me is,
yeah,
crap. That doesn't enhance anything between yeah. two people.
I wanted to read the description of succinct.
Go ahead.
Briefly and clearly expressed.
That's, yeah.
So that's it, right?
That's what it. I want.
Expressing what needs to be said without unnecessary words.
Yes. Thank you. And that's what I'm talking about.
So I think that's really...
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't even talk. This is a curveball because we haven't talked about our couple word of the year, which we always come up with. And we encourage other couples to do the same. By the way, it's April 3rd as we record this. Yeah. Guess what? Astrologically speaking, the year is just beginning.
Here
so you're welcome to the reset. Take it in. Forget these past 3 months. You know what? Are like a runway. We're about to take off.
You know what I love
about us? Put your seatbelts on.
We are two unique individuals.
We that we are.
You have your world and I have mine. And sometimes I cross like an eclipse.
Like, oh, wow. Yes.
I mean,
I love that. April 8th.
There
it's
is.
Coming.
Yeah.
April is a big month.
Yeah.
So, guys, whoever's listening to this, if you're feeling so all like bumpy and convoluted and like what's going on, it's going to get better. I promise.
So what's
our couple word of the year?
I don't know.
Paradoxical.
Okay, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, sure.
We're a paradox.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? Simple. All right. Let's look. Let's find. Of course, we know what a paradox is, but wordsmith that I am. A seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that when investigated or explained may prove to be well-founded or true. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. That's interesting.
No, I see some.
Because at first it seems contradictory, but then it's like, oh, it's actually true.
It makes sense.
So
yeah,
we make sense like that.
We make sense.
Like you might see us on paper and go,
yeah.
But then it's like, that just works out. Especially the more we've grown into our own selves, you know, the more we've discovered like who you are and your path and who I am on mine and where we like come together.
Yeah.
We've given a lot of space for each other to do that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So there you go, Megan. Now you get a WhatsApp me and tell me what's your word of the year.
There you go.
There you go.
And so what else?
What else?
We spoke to Conan again. That was wonderful.
We already talked about that, no?
I don't know, but we received...
We did speak to Conan, whose birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we received a care package from him yesterday,
which
totally like highlight.
There was something else I feel like that. Oh. So as of this point today of this recording, the Marlins are 0-7.
Yes. That's the other one I had on my mental list.
Which is karma. In our eyes, because...
Cue Taylor Swift.
Oh, here we go. We had tickets for opening day last week.
We sure did.
We left two hours early.
We sure did.
Now...
All decked out, happy, joyful.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
And we got basically in front of the stadium with an hour and... About an hour and 20 minutes before first pitch. Now, yes, it's opening day. Even if your team doesn't have the best fan base, it can always be hectic to get to the stadium.
Which is why we gave ourselves 2 hours,
We did
right?
this last year. We did it the year before, I believe. I think I
Not to
went to,
opening day.
yeah.
Did you go to opening day last year?
Last year we went to opening day. Last year for sure we did.
To the Marlins opening day.
Yes.
I blanked out on this completely.
Okay, the point is we've come before. And not needing so much time. Could we have gone earlier? Maybe.
That wasn't it, though.
But that, hold on, no.
I know what you're saying. I'm just contributing.
I know,
Because
but
I'm upset still.
me too. But the thing is, for me, that would have been a very long time. And in my wheelchair, and just not a physically comfortable situation. So we thought that time that we did was a good time. We get there, we're right in front of the stadium and stuck in traffic for the next hour and 30 minutes. We couldn't get in, there was no parking. It was nuts outside. The cops had closed down certain lanes. It was a clusterfuck. So we left. And then
We
go.
sure did.
Very disappointing. Very frustrating. Doesn't mean I won't go to another game. But man, I'm so annoyed.
Still a sour taste in our mouths. The
And I think they go on,
organization.
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say they go on the road now. They just lost today for to start 0-7.
Seventh game in a row. And I
Terrible
told
man.
Jules it's 'cause we couldn't get into opening day to like cast a blessing on
No,
them.
and then that game they lost in extra innings. So it would have been a super long night because
Yeah.
I usually don't like to leave early no matter what.
Yeah, we'd stay all the way.
Yeah.
The organization outside the stadium was atrocious.
Yeah.
This wasn't a product of like, oh, there's a lot of people and opening day and it's a special occasion. No.
No.
Yes and no. The organization was terrible. Meanwhile,
No.
the city of Miami, the mayor, the Marlins are blasting marketing for weeks. Come to opening day. Do it with, like, come to opening day, all excited. And then, okay, said you would think that they would get their
Get to
shit
shit
together
together.
and make it a an experience that flowed so that you could actually,
Yeah.
people were getting out of the cars. People were co like, came walking from like all directions because they were just finding random places to park.
Yeah.
It was,
People were assholes too.
yeah.
But that was because of the frustration everybody was going through. And because a lot of Miami drivers are assholes anyways.
So that was a bummer.
So that was the
And then
moment.
they've lost 7 games in a row.
And that's karma
So
for
we'll
your
see what
ass.
happens. We'll see what happens. We love you,
No, that's
Marlins. We're here for
yeah.
you, but damn.
Yeah.
Are we done with that one?
Yeah, we're
I
done
have
with
one
that. It
more. I
was a
have
vent.
one more
Go.
topic besides the vent.
Do it.
So, what is one thing that you've discovered recently that you've become a big fan of? One thing that kind of came out of nowhere and you just discovered recently that, but you're like, wow, this is really incredible.
Like a TV show
It could be TV show, musician. Mine's a musician, which I'll tell you after you tell me
I
yours.
don't. You tell me
But like a
first.
co like a co like a comment you weren't expecting in your sky of consciousness, and all of a sudden this thing like dropped in, and you were like, what? It could be not in the recent past, but
No, I know what you mean. The thing is, I'm not listening to music as much as I was before. like my own music, because which is we can hear it because we use Amazon Music a lot, and now it's become all your Taylor Swift stuff,
Yeah,
and
the algorithm has been
it's all fucked.
Swiftified.
And so I haven't found new artists and anything like that that I enjoy. I, for some reason on YouTube, I got back into that Forged in Fire show,
Oh, okay.
which, because they have a whole mess of old episodes, and I never care for like competition shows or whatever. It's like British Bake Off, but for, let's just be, people who are into making knives. So you really can have an idea of what these people look like. Wonderful. And so we used to watch that show because there was some characters and judges are pretty funny, but I just got served it and I've watched the whole mess of them.
There you
And
go.
Skylar enjoys them too, so it's something else that sometimes we watch together.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's like, man, I watch a lot of stuff, so
But
I'm
that's a
not
good one. You do, but
surprised.
something that is like, obviously we're
I
experiencing new things
wasn't
all the
expecting
time,
that.
but yeah, you're not expecting it and you're like, "Oh, wow."
Yeah.
We've also been, I'll say mine in a second, but we've also been watching Iron Chef Dad on YouTube,
Oh,
which
that's
tickles
hilarious.
all of our collective fancy, the three of us. We
Yeah.
love it.
That one's
That guy
fun.
and his son are A plus.
Yeah, but besides that, no, I don't
No?
know, yeah.
Well, mine is an
So what's your
artist.
eyes,
Her
yeah.
name is Sierra Farrell. She's a country bluegrass. She's a
I heard it this morning.
ethereal, incredible,
Yeah.
me like mind-blowingly. I'm so captivated, and I'm having this moment.
It's not the music you usually listen to.
And the thing is, I love country music, and there's this other country artist called Lainey Wilson, who I also recently discovered, and I'm like, wow. And then this other one, Sierra, I'm like, she blew my mind even more than Lainey, which had blown my mind. And it wakes up a part of me that's just like, I guess was kind of dormant, which that's there's something there. It's like a spark of something that just
Yeah.
creates this new passion. And
Well, that's wonderful.
I've been like having that, enjoying that moment. And I was wondering yesterday, I was like, oh, the next time we record, I want to ask him
No, I know,
about
and
that.
I always had something like that that really got me.
It's
The
rare.
it's where
That's why I
the
said it's like a comet. It's like all of a sudden it
well.
flashes in front of you and you're like, what? Where
The
have you been
last
all my
time that
life?
happened was, I think we've talked about, was the TV show that What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh.
That I basically binged the whole
There you
thing.
go, but that wasn't that long ago.
I know, but besides that, that was, yeah,
Yeah,
I can't.
like you're just like
I wish it was something that wasn't TV or music or something that I experienced. Now I'm like, oh, but yeah, I can't. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
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 So that was a fun
Well,
thing
that's wonderful, babe. I'm happy for you.
to chat about. I love you.
I
Can I
love
also
you.
say what happened this morning?
No.
Why not?
Because that's a private.
Is it private?
That's enough. You already told him.
I feel proud of us.
Yes.
Because in a world where, we still make things work.
Yeah. And that's our show.
So if anybody's wondering out there,
It's possible.
it's possible. And if you need a reason or an excuse,
Right here, right
right here,
now.
right now.
I
I love
love
you,
you.
my darling.
Oh, thanks. I love you.
You are the light of my life, and you're incredible.
And so are
And I
you,
love doing life with you. All of it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, as usual, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes!
I hope we do this soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you also went viral on Instagram, but maybe we could talk about that next time.
Next time. All right, guys.
See you again soon. See you. Bye, everybody. Be well.